Chapter 48. They repeat their entrance from last night. Levi enters first and goes straight for the bucket. Mike goes to the wood stove. He's brought only one small log. My stomach drops at the implication that Jamie might not be alive long enough to warrant a larger one.
"Well, princess, what's it gonna be?"
Mike says when they finish their tasks. Letting go of Jamie's hand, I step forward. "What assurance do I have that Jamie will be safe if I agree to help you?" I ask Mike, because I don't trust Levi. Mike blinks his surprise. "What?" Levi says with high-pitched shock. "Did I stutter?" My voice is ice. "You're a liar and a snake." I look to Mike and repeat my question. "What assurance do I have that Jamie will be safe if I agree to help you?" Mike assesses me with a tilt of his head, furrowed brow, and lips pursed as if he's a Nish giving directions.
"What are you talking about, Donis?" Levi asks.
"You lied about Dad's scarf," I seethe. "You knew how much it meant to me, and you said you couldn't find it, but you knew exactly where it was." I take another step forward as far as the chain will allow. "I found it in your closet yesterday. If you'd lie about Dad, anything out of your mouth is sketchy." I give one last disgusted look at my brother before turning to Mike. "At least with Mike, we understand each other, don't we?" Mike does the smirk that reminds me of his father. I swallow the bile rising in my throat. My mask is one of cool detachment with Mike and unbridled fury toward Levi.
"What are you doing, Donis?"
Jamie says, clearly alarmed.
"You were the one who broke into my room?"
Levi is bewildered, outraged, and embarrassed. A mixture of emotions swirled together yet still discernible.
"Yep. I'm impressed, princess," Mike says as he steps into the caution zone.
"Put your leg on the table."
"My leg?"
I fight to keep my voice calm. How could he know about the watch around my right ankle?
"You want to lose that leg iron, don't you?"
"But you, Prince Charming?" He nods toward Jamie. "Lie down on the bed facing the wall so you don't try anything funny, unless you prefer to get tasered." We follow Mike's commands at the same time. Behind me, the rusty bed frame squeaks with Jamie's movements while I pull the card table closer so my left leg can rest on it. Mike leans over the table to insert a key in the padlock at my ankle. My newly unshackled leg feels as if it might float away. It's my right leg now that has the weight of the world around it.
"Thank you," I say.
Mike smiles benevolently.
"You can get back up, Prince Charming," he says.
"Princess Donnie, he will be safe because I will tell Levi to keep him safe."
"So you're taking me to your meth setup?" I ask Mike, adding a glimpse of relief for him to see.
"That's the plan," he replies. "Although, I must say, you're awfully concerned about the safety of a guy you cheated on."
"What?"
Levi and Jamie say in unison.
"Donnie banged my dad at Shagala."
At last, Mike's smile reaches his ice blue eyes. I recoil. Mike thinks it was a consensual hookup? I want to combust in a ball of fury. I can't take back my clearly visible reaction, so I transform it into anger at being tattled on. To further sell it, I add uncomfortable fidgeting and a guilty look at Jamie. Jamie picks up the cue immediately. I know he is just playing his part, but his look of hurt and confusion cuts at me.
"You're a cheater?"
Levi stares as if I'm a stranger. He doesn't give me time to answer, instead turning to Mike.
"You knew?"
"I always know when my dad chases tail," Mike shrugs. "He's so predictable. He won't let me have a girlfriend during hockey season. Meanwhile, he screws everything and my mom pretends not to notice."
Mike struts right up to me. "He gave Robin the heave-ho and started scoping you out.
Out with the old, in with the new."
As I glare at Mike, a disturbing thought comes to me. He took Robin to Shagala 3 years ago and kissed me a few weeks ago.
Maybe Mike's attentions had nothing to do with me and were about proving something to his dad instead. I can't get distracted. I need to stick to the plan I made while staring at the wood stove this morning. My plan to get the weakest link.
Well, now that you've told Levi what a snake he is, Mike begins, and he knows the truth about his cheating puck slut sister, I think he should be the one to take you to your new worksite. I'll stay here with Prince Jamie while you two siblings go on.
Mike is pleased with himself. He set up this hat trick, a hockey trifecta where a player scores 3 goals in 1 game, revealing a secret to turn Levi against me, ruining my relationship with my boyfriend, showing me that he's in charge and capable of outsmarting me.
Anything you want to say before you go? Mike asks me.
I pivot toward Jamie and say in the most pathetic voice I can, I am so sorry. It was a stupid mistake and didn't mean anything. I'll do anything to make it up to you. My back is to Mike and Levi, who cannot see my wink.
Trust me, Levi is the weakest link.
The plan was to find a way to separate Levi from Mike somehow. My only chance to talk sense into my brother is to get him alone. I was hoping that if they were going to take me away from the trailer, that it would be just one of them and not both. I had to make sure it was Levi, and the best way to do that was to make Mike believe I didn't want anything to do with my brother. Mike showed me last night that he enjoys opportunities to shake me up. It's part of his need to prove he's the alpha in this operation. I keep my mask on, playing the part of a girl who just got shown who the boss is.
Oh, and Donnie? If anything keeps Levi from getting back here within 2 hours, it will not be a happy ending for Prince Charming.
Mike motions for me to go to the door with Levi. I shoot one last angry look at Mike while, inside, I try to keep from breaking into a gleeful triple-speed smoke dance. My plan is going exactly as I'd hoped.